The high school band welcomed Governor Patrick for the town hall style meeting. One of the major themes was the pressure today's students feel. Jacob McNally, a senior at PHS, says applying for college is like an additional class on top of his normal school load, football, and a job.
Getting like maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep going to school the next day, I'm finding it kind of hard to do. I know I need help with, I would like to get help with.
Governor Patrick says he understands time management can be a struggle, but reminded students their days will be even busier when they enter the workforce. Touting the state's high achievement scores, Patrick reiterated his support for even longer school days and a longer school year, as he has in the past. Senior Christina Huzi is originally from Ghana. She says the school has taken steps to address cultural recognition, but there is still work that remains.
Trying to fit in, I mean, the whole feature not looking the same as everybody else makes it hard, but then not being academically leveled with everybody else. So I feel like students who come from different countries should have someone who monitors them.
Secretary Malone suggested creating an academic support center at the school.
Environments in our schools where they can talk about that and be able to stress manage. Sometimes we as adults forget what it's like to be 16, 17 years old.
$4.3 billion of Patrick's $33.6 billion 2014 fiscal budget is designated for investments in education, including $97 million to public universities and colleges. The governor spoke candidly about his experience attending a private school coming from a family supported by welfare.
So the first day of class, all the other boys are putting on their, you know, blue blazers and their tweed coats. I had my windbreaker. And I'm 14, and I'm humiliated. But I figured it out. I said, Graham, I'm going to college next year. I'm going to Harvard. And she said, I'm so proud of you. And she was carrying on and yelling and screaming. And then she paused and she said, now, where is that anyway? And you know what? At that moment, I felt devastated. But over time, I began to realize what she was excited about wasn't the prestige, it was the opportunity.
Patrick and Malone also addressed the current situation at Westfield State University. The state's Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland froze $197,000 in university funding and recommended withholding another $2 million for a planned science center. This comes as the university's faculty is planning a no-confidence vote on October 16th after college president Evan Dobell, a former mayor of Pittsfield, missed a deadline Thursday to explain travel spending criticized by an outside auditor and state inspector general. Here's Patrick.
It's more and more apparent he's not taking these concerns seriously, and they are serious, and they need to be and will be taken seriously.
Here's Malone.
He's forced us into this position now. We are not punishing the students. These are capital dollars for buildings that aren't student aid dollars. And until the president responds in a serious manner, these funds will be withheld.
Malone also addressed concerns over federal funding being cut from early education programs. While the state's 2014 fiscal budget increased funding for early education by $15 million, federal sequestration cuts have eliminated $1.7 billion nationwide for programs like Head Start.
We're starting to talk to folks about how we can bridge a gap, and we'll see what the answer is. Quite frankly, if the longer this shutdown lasts, the worse it's going to be.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.